This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good evening, Daryl and Han with you on The Pulse, the show that brings you the latest in the musical and fresh new music.
Earlier in the show, we spoke to Fuad Al-Habshi, the lead vocalist and guitarist of Kyoto Protocol, in light of their documentary called 10, set to be released tomorrow.
Also, we had a conversation with a veteran arts and culture journalist and mega Bob Dylan fan, Daryl Goh, on the deal between Bob Dylan and UMG. Do share with us your thoughts at BFM Radio on Twitter or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Okay, we have come to a segment that we like to call
By the way, something good from the band Bon Iver. They've announced that they will be donating 5% of their annual publishing royalties to a billion. It's Bon Iver's campaign that partners with different charities to draw attention to gender equity and address issues of domestic and sexual violence. According to the band, they were inspired by Jeff Tweedy, the guitarist for the band Wilco, who did something similar earlier in the year. They also said it's time for those with ample privilege and large platforms to amplify marginalized voices, speak up for the disenfranchised communities, and give back to those working on the front lines of our country's creative challenges. If you have more than enough, please give something. As we all face so many grief issues in our world, we can achieve something good by coming together. A nice gesture from Bon Iver.
For sure. Also, by the way, guitar giant Fender have released the numbers for 2020, and it's reportedly that they have sold more guitars this year than any other year in history. I guess many people are at home in lockdown, quarantine, just doing some 6-string, 7-string, 4-string, what have you, therapy. Good. I mean, besides selling guitars, Fender Play, the guitar instruction app, also provided free trials to their users over the lockdown period, and have experienced a growth in their user base from 150k to almost a million between March and June. With the sales of guitars like never before, the CEO of Fender described it as a guitar boom and even agreed that their orders in June were the biggest since they stepped into the business. I'm not much of a musician by any stretch of the imagination, but Fender remains one of my favorite brands, so it's definitely some good news to hear.
By the way, Spotify is currently seeking a patent for a new plagiarism detection tool designed to weed out imposter songs, help songwriters avoid litigation in a report by Music Business Worldwide. The proposed program, called Plagiarism Risk Detector and Interface, will allow a song's lead sheet to be fed into an AI software that I quote, train on a plurality of pre-existing encoded lead sheet to calculate a similarity value to other compositions in its database. The unique thing about this software is that it's designed around a graphical user interface that provides dynamic visual feedback in substantially real time, and this in turn allows artists and composers to detect plagiarism and tweak elements of their work during the composition process. Basically, using the music sheet, you can actually see whether your music is actually similar, right? Yeah, this tool will allow artists to generate lead sheets more quickly and confidently through visual feedback via the musical notes. According to Spotify, their tool is significantly more intuitive and precise than existing techniques like the music plagiarism detection system, which is based on melodic similarity and audio forensics meets music information retrieval, a toolbox for inspection of music plagiarism. Quite a mouthful there. which uses sampling, melody and rhythm. If this patent is approved, it will be interesting to see how the future of music is going to be like in the future with regard to plagiarism.
Yeah, I mean, Spotify as a company has been developing so many different add-ons to you know, their base product, and it's just crazy to see what they will do in the future. Also, by the way, vinyl sales in the UK for this year, like guitars, is set to be the best year since the 1990s. Actually, since 1990. The year I was born. This is due to music fans not being able to experience live music during the pandemic, which also has seen streaming numbers all rise this year. On the flip side, CD and DVD sales dropped by 30% due to the rise of streaming platforms, the lowest since 1987. So, you know, vinyl is back. Yeah. It's not coming back, it's back.
It's back for good now, right?
That has been By the Way segment. We're about to get out of here, but we have a couple more tracks from you, including this one from someone who ain't a hollerback girl.
Yeah, speaking of making a comeback, a fresh new one from the lead singer of No Doubt. This is Gwen Stefani with a song that's pretty apt, I feel. Let me reintroduce myself right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9. The Business Station.